WTAW News Time is 8:05, 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A recent request to hold a craft beer and music festival in Northgate on the parking lot owned by the City of College Station generated a staff study that was discussed at the last city council meeting. The council directed staff to draft a policy for closing the lot for special events and to contact all Northgate businesses for their opinion. City Manager Kelly Templin told the council the policy could not restrict who could use the Northgate lot based on free speech, something that was recently an issue at Wolfpin Creek.
This artist has a very troubled past and likes to profess violence against police officers and in rather vivid fashion. And we were happy that eventually this individual decided to go elsewhere.
Members of the Northgate District Association support using the lot except during peak hours, which includes Texas A&M home football game days and Thursday through Saturday nights after 10. Saturday night after the bars closed in Northgate, a confrontation resulted in a stabbing that led to an arrest. The unidentified victim was treated and released from a local hospital for a wound to the chest. 23-year-old Jorge Puente Jr. of Bryan was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Police did not disclose if the two knew each other. This took place on Church in front of the Northgate Promenade. A Bryan man awaiting trial on charges of forging two checks belonging to an elderly victim is now accused of two vehicle burglaries.
Bryan police used witness reports and home security video to identify 18-year-old Bryant Lisenby. The vehicles are located on Archer Circle and Colony Place Drive. A Navasota man was arrested by Texas A&M police for stealing a bicycle last month that was locked outside the West Campus garage. UPD's arrest report states 47-year-old Robert Reyes has sold at least 43 bicycles at pawn stores this year. Two of them were reported stolen from the campus. A woman seen with Reyes on campus video has not been arrested. A Bryan man who was stopped at a red light and asked a Bryan police officer about the city's noise ordinance landed in jail. 18-year-old Ellis Van Sickle was arrested for illegal possession of a .40-caliber handgun with two magazines containing 25 rounds, along with having a personal use quantity of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. According to the arrest report, the officer pulled over Van Sickle for not having a vehicle registration sticker. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A recent nationwide survey of the best burritos led to the discovery that corporate officials at Freebirds removed all references on its website to its roots in College Station more than 20 years ago. That did not sit well at our sister station, Candy 95, and the morning candy team of Frito and Katie. They and candy listeners contacted Freebirds corporate officials, who are now based in Austin, to make the necessary changes.
We did it. We did it. We called them on their self-loathing ways, trying to get all better than College Station, trying to get all better than where they were from, and they realized it, and they made a change.
Went
as you can
roots.
See on Freebirds.com, College Station is now credited as the home of Freebirds, and as a peace offering, the barbecue burrito has been re-added to the menu.
You can read the email reply from Freebirds and their new website reference to Aggieland on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 74 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that starting March 1st, your registration will serve as a combined proof of inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. You could do that at our Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryant Park. Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
As you're roaming around your TV, you may have noticed Suddenlink has done a little reorganizing their entire TV lineup. They've grouped all the channels together by genre, and now you can find your favorite shows right next to your other favorite shows. It's real quick and easy. Sports shows by your sports shows. Kids shows show up, at least on my TV, in like a purple color. It's so easy. And the new lineup includes 61 exciting new channels 31 of which are in HD. Suddenlink already offers so many HD channels that you almost get lost in all the HD. But some of the new additions, C-SPAN HD, the Hallmark Movie and Mysteries Channel, the Learning Channel, Fox Sports Plus, additional HBO channels in HD, and more. Suddenlink offers all digital TV for even better quality. Call 1-877-694-9474 today to get HD TV and 50 meg internet for just $69 a month. Plus, you'll get access to on-demand. Don't wait. Call 1-877-694-9474 today or visit suddenlink.com for all the information that you need.
Good morning. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Partly to mostly sunny for today with afternoon highs approaching 95 degrees. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow should be partly sunny. The chance for a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Any storms tomorrow, though, will be rather isolated, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Sunshine for Wednesday with the chance of an isolated thunderstorm. Highs Wednesday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:12. It's Monday. It's time for Why Do You Listen to This Dang Show Anyway? A Georgia man, this is why, so you can hear stories like this. A Georgia man arrested after his dog tested positive for drugs.
Oh.
Marty Allen Rogers bought his terrier mix to a veterinarian for treatment last week. According to the vet, the pooch, named Little Guy.
Hey, Little Guy.
Little Guy.
That's nice. Was acting restless, panting, and pacing. A blood test apparently turned up meth in Little Guy's blood. Police believe the dog ingested the drug at Marty's house.
Yeah. Oh.
Marty was initially charged with cruelty to animals. Good.
Yeah.
When cops searched his home, they allegedly found meth and a stolen motorcycle. He also...
That was a twofer.
Yeah, charged with theft and possession of narcotics.
Poor little guy.
Really? So I hope he's okay. Hope he's all right. We'll see. All right, here's the other reason you listen, so you can find out just what the pricing secrets are in some of those places where you might shop. So let's start with Target. If you do a lot of clearance tag shopping at Target, you should pay close attention to the end number of the price. If the item ends in either a 6 or an 8, like $12.48 or whatever, then it will definitely be reduced again during the next clearance run. Now, you gamble, because if it's sold out, then
it might
you miss.
Be gone, right.
Right. But if you just want to wait, that's fine. If the price ends in a 4, like $7.24, then it has reached the end of its clearance cycle, and it will not go down any further.
Oh. Yeah.
In Walmart, most of the price tags end in a 7. This is just so that Walmart has a way of keeping things lower, because usually people do 49 cents or 99 cents. So they end in a 7, okay? However, when things do go on sale in Walmart, the end number changes. If you see a price ending in a 5, the item has been marked down. This is good, but it's not as good as a 1. Anything ending in the number 1, like $9.91, means it is on final markdown price. And since Sam's is owned by Walmart, they use the same price codes. Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks, Scott.
Now you know.
Now I know.
That's, what you ought to do is write that on the palm of your hand. Well, actually, you know, you could put it in the notes in your device, as a matter of fact. Okay, I'm in the Giant Shopatorium yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's crazy.
Oh.
It was crazy.
Well, what did you think?
Well, but these were grown-ups. So these were,
oh.
there were a few students, not a lot.
Now, you were at the South College Station?
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, there's only one. Well, it's Sam's.
Oh, you're
the
Sam's.
Giant Shop.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Giant. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Now, but I happened to, just again, because I'm stupid and didn't remember, I did go to another place that was just like a regular shop.
Right.
And that was
crazy.
You know what it was loaded with? See? It's just, I mean, it's college, and I understand all kind of stuff. But, I mean, twice in my visit, I had to stop and wait because a gaggle of girls were talking to two cute guys, or, you know, two cute girls were talking to four guys, or what. See, I don't want to put it all in the girls.
It was
the guys, too. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
They were just doing little social traffic jams right there.
Well, you know, that's where I used to try to pick up guys,
okay,
was at the Shopatorium.
Okay. All right. And that's...
Wow.
Well, look. All right, now tell me this. Tell me this. A little human nature thing. Just a little experiment.
Okay.
A little experiment. Okay. So when you see someone you know in the grocery store, how long do you talk to them before you glance in the basket to see what they have purchased?
Oh, you know, I actually am not
I've never done that.
You've never done that?
I think it depends on the person.
Oh, well, or,
maybe, like, yeah. But yeah, I'll take, I mean, especially if something's really, I'm not sitting there, like, scrutinizing
No,
their,
no, but just, I mean, just yeah. a human nature kind of thing.
Yeah.
The other side, though, conversely, what if you've picked up that, the pumpkin spice marshmallows, and they're sitting in the top of you. I mean, do you become self-conscious because you bought something really kind of unusual?
Yeah, no, because, no, yeah. Okay. But I will say, I thought you were going to say, when you see someone you know at the grocery store, what to what extent do you try to avoid them?
Oh, well, okay. But see, and that...
Because I've definitely taken the, like, unnecessary turn down the ice cream aisle or whatever just to avoid seeing somebody.
Yes.
Now, okay, well, now that's interesting because...
And it's tough being a local around here. And, you know, you see, It's unusual for me to go to the grocery store without seeing somebody that I know.
Now, I went to, and that's interesting because over time I knew a guy and he had lost his job. He had gotten fired and it was rather well known. And he would see me in the grocery store and he would go the other way. Okay. I would watch him go the other way until like.
You caught him?
Five months later. He ended up having a job. Then he sought me out on this Sunday. He saw me at the grocery store and like came across the
now
apple aisle.
Now I'm ready
aisle.
To talk.
Yeah, to talk because he could tell me that. But that's the other thing is, you know, what is the average number of after you've seen that person and you've talked to them, what's the average number of times you see them again during that visit in the store?
Oh, that's the worst.
And then you go, eh, and just, you know.
Oh, hey again. Oh, then you're like, I promise I'm not following you.
Yeah, now see, isn't there supposed to be some social rule that says, you don't do that. You know, that at some point you don't have to even acknowledge them.
Right, anymore. I think so. Because it just seems like people take the same kind of path through the grocery store. So if you just happen to be on the same path, you're going to see them at every single turn.
Exactly right. Notice how quiet Kevin's been during this entire segment. Not said a thing about any of this.
He's the one that people are avoiding at the grocery store.
Fans, the Kevin Sumlin radio show moves to Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. First show on the fall calendar Tuesday, September 1st, just before the Arizona State game at NRG Stadium in Houston. 1 hour of questions and answers with Coach Sumlin and the fans. First show airs 7 p.m. Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road, Tuesday, September 1st. You'll hear it all on the Aggie Radio Network. See you at Rudy's Barbecue, September 1, 7 p.m., the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. United Airlines plans to change the way it schedules flights and to use new technology to tackle the delays and cancellations that have hurt its competitiveness. The initiatives aim to narrow the gap in performance between United Continental Holdings and Delta and boost customer and investor confidence following high-profile glitches that halted flights twice this summer, causing widespread delays. Hurricanes in the Atlantic aren't the market-moving events for oil and natural gas that they used to be. That's because the share of total U.S. oil and natural gas production from the Gulf of Mexico has declined by a lot in recent years. About 16% of the country's crude oil was produced in the Gulf of Mexico in 2014, compared with 27% in 2003. Crude oil down 91 cents this morning at $44.32 a barrel. On Wall Street futures, pointing to a moderately lower open after stocks closed mixed on Friday. For the week, the Dow Industrials gained 183. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that? that for right now. So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Well, I don't have to tell you, you probably know, this is the last day of August. This means it's the last day of the August Builder Special Sale on tables and chairs. It's going on at Amish Furniture for generations. This is something Kent's done every year for years and years. This is your opportunity to take 10% off all the exquisite tables and chairs. There are over 300 styles for you to choose from at Amish Furniture for Generations. So pick out this huge selection, whether you see something on the floor. He's also got catalogs you can look through. They can custom build it the way that you want it. And here's the great deal. You do it now, can get it in time for Thanksgiving. I know that's a little bit different, but because this is furniture that is manufactured, hand-manufactured by Amish craftsmen, it takes a little bit of time. So you do that now, and you get a chance to save 10% at Amish Furniture for Generations. Again, it's the August event, but this is August 31st, so you need to get by there today. All the furniture handmade by Amish craftsmen using the finest wood to make sure that your furniture turns into heirlooms. They're on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Shopping Center. If you want some more information, you can start to call Ken at 260-5050. Amish Furniture for Generations, the sale ends today.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's hot outside, but it'll get cooler. It's that time of year when we start talking about the next season that's right around the corner for the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. And Mary's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, it is, again, going to be another banner year. Before we start that, though, you've got an event coming up in October that we need to talk about, right?
Oh, yeah. We have our golf tournament, and it's on October 12th. That's Columbus Day. And it's going to be out at the Pebble Creek Country Club. Right now, we're taking teams, and so if you'd like to play in the golf tournament, just call our office, 979-696-6100, or go onto the website, and you can sign up on there. But
Alan Honda is your sponsor?
Alan Honda is our sponsor, and we're just so proud that they are such great supporters of ours, and we can't be more happy, and we hope that we will have jam-packed with golf teams, and they're coming in pretty good. So now's the time to get in there, and there's a prize point for just about everybody.
All right, so let's work our way through the schedule. You start off October the 25th, Brahms and Beethoven.
This is going to be one of the most sought-after tickets in town. We have Van Cliburn finalist, Fei-Fei Dong, and recently there was a one-hour special on PBS. It's called Virtuosity.
Okay.
And it was featured three of the Van Cliburn competitors. One was Vadim Kolodinko, the gold medalist, who we had last year, mm-hmm. and then also the second place winner. And Fei-Fei was the finalist that they featured on there. And she is, charismatic and a fantastic pianist.
Okay, it's coming up on the 25th of October.
Our first concert is sponsored by the many people that donated at our Derby Day gala.
Then November the 22nd at 5 in the afternoon at the Rudder Auditorium is Requiem.
Hot dog. That's the one where we have 2,000 people in the audience and 300 on stage. And, you know, it's a full house for everybody. That this year, Marcella Basicki has chosen Brahms Requiem. So it's one of the favorites. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece.
Sure.
And of course, we'll have Brazos Valley Chorale, Texas A&M Century Singers, the Blend College Choir will be there. It's going to be just a big, fantastic, gorgeous piece.
And who sponsors that one?
Well, we have St. Joseph, who's not only the concert sponsor, but St. Joseph Health Systems is doing the entire entire season as well. There are season concert and also our concert sponsored for the November concert.
The Holiday Pops concert, that will be at Christ United Methodist Church this year.
Right. Holiday Pops, that's it's not part of our regular season, but it's a sellout every year. It's become kind of a tradition of Bryan College Station. Of course, we have College Station High School Women's Choir will be there. Of course, the Christ United Methodist Church Choir, as well as the Canonical Bells. So it's going to be a beautiful, gorgeous night and a lot of fun, too. We played a lot of fun songs.
And who's our sponsor here?
We have three wonderful groups that are helping us out on that. Sterling Auto Group, of course, Spirit of Texas Bank, and SysTech Computing.
And that's how we wrap up 2015. Then moving on over into 2016 on the last day of January, it's Jazz, Romance, and Javier.
It's an unusual concert. Our concert master, you know, you see come out in his tuxedo and, you know, very debonair and, right. and very serious every time. He has a band called Salud.
Okay.
And they do Latin American and South American melodies and rhythms and fun stuff. And Javier is over that, and he plays guitar and does vocals. He's so talented. He's also writing some brand new pieces for the symphony. So that will also have his band Salud playing. So that's going to be coming up in January, and it's going to be a not-miss one.
And then on February the 21st, the Marian Anderson String Quartet.
Absolutely. Marian Anderson String Quartet has been gracious enough. They're going to be joining us. And once again, we're commissioning a piece that's for orchestra and the string quartet. It's Follow the Drinking Gourd. And it's based on the Underground Railroad and a book that was written about that and the narration. And it's going to be really a beautiful and moving piece. Everyone needs to get there and see it. And all of the pieces there are written by black composers. So it's going to be a wonderful evening, and you'll get to hear some just gorgeous pieces.
And who's the sponsor here?
We have a new sponsor this year. It's Brio Financial Services, and we welcome them, and we're very excited and proud to have them.
Okay, and then how do we wrap up?
That one's going to be all Gershwin all the time.
Oh, my.
And so we're doing everything from American in Paris to Rhapsody in Blue and Porgy and Bess, and it's going to be great. And our pianist there is Alexander Dolson, and we were lucky enough to get him. He specializes in this sort of thing. So when he plays, I think it's going to bring the house down. So we're very excited about that.
And that'll be April the 24th. And who's our sponsor here?
We can thank Population and Survey Analysts, some of Pat Gessman, who they have stepped forward and are sponsoring this final concert of the season.
So they can order online?
Order a couple of different ways. First of all, season tickets are now on sale, 979-696-6100. Or you can go online to our website, www.bvso.org.
All right, sounds good, and we'll look forward to talking through it to you as we move through the season.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott.
The Aggie Report is next.
Want to be recognized on the field in front of the entire 12th man? Register now on the official Facebook page of Texas A&M Athletics for your chance to win. MyPlates.com invites you to share your Aggie plate story for the chance to win tickets, recognition on the field, and a customized Aggies license plate. Register now on the official Facebook page of Texas A&M Athletics for your chance to win. MyPlates, your home for Aggie plates.
This Aggie Report brought to you by Flash Seats. The start of the 2015 Aggie football season is here. Saturday night, NRG Stadium in Houston. A&M matches up against number 15, Arizona State. Kickoff set for 6. Broadcast on the A&M Sports Network, brought to you by Learfield Sports at 5 o'clock. Aggies finished 8-5 last year. Bowl win over West Virginia to end the year. Quarterback Kyle Allen being named the MVP of that game. A week ago today, head coach Kevin Sumlin named Allen the starter of the game against the Sun Devils. This will be the first ever matchup in football between the two schools. Fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show is tomorrow night at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road here in College Station. Show starts at 7 o'clock. The broadcast on the A&M Sports Network, brought to you by Learfield Sports. That's your Aggie Report. I'm Dave South.
The Aggie Report is a presentation of Texas A&M Sports Network, a property of Learfield Sports.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to care for your child. A pediatrician who's board certified and kid sensitive. A pediatrician you trust, who's backed by the strength of the region's premier healthcare system. St. Joseph pediatricians are convenient, connected, responsive, and caring. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Kim Commando here with the truth about five of the top nagging tech myths. Let's begin with always shutting down your computer every night. 35 years ago, it was a good idea. Internal spinning hard drives would wear out. Today, parts last longer, and spinning hard drives have never been in tablets and smartphones, and they're rapidly disappearing from most other computers. Here's another. Don't charge your gadgets overnight. Today's gadgets have circuits that prevent overcharging. Let it go. Here's a favorite. To get a full charge, let the battery completely drain to zero. Again, 35 years ago, in the days of NiCad batteries, this was an occasional good idea. But this is 2015. Never drain the batteries. They last longest when kept 40 to 80% charge. Next, forget about ever defragmenting your hard drive again. Today's solid-state drives have no moving parts. It's a waste of time and energy. Finally, browsing the web privately is not so private. True, it leaves traces on your computer, your tablet, your phone, but your service provider knows it all. Get the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. There's one thing that you really need to know about printers. The new Epson Workforce is an award-winning line of all-in-one printers for your home office, small business, or even corporate workgroups. Epson Workforce printers are powered by Precision Core. It's a new printing technology originally developed for industrial printers, and now it's available for the rest of us. We call it performance beyond laser. Print shop quality output, vibrant colors, clear, crisp text. But the cost per page is less than half of color laser printers. And printing each page is amazingly fast. Unlike laser printers, there's no warm-up time. It's ready to go when you are, to print on a wide variety of media, including labels, all while using 70% less power than laser printers. It's the Epson Workforce printers, powered by Precision Core. It's simply the best printer I've ever seen. Performance beyond laser. Epson, built to perform.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News time is 8:32, 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. It's been 20 years since the city of College Station purchased the property that is now the Northgate Promenade and parking lot. Something that was common in the early days, closing the lot for special events, is under consideration by the city council. James Benham, who reminisced about his days working at the North by Northgate festivals, says the district, which includes multiple apartment complexes that are the home of thousands of college students, has the same potential as downtown Bryan.
First Friday has been critical for downtown Bryan continuing to accelerate and take off. I cannot express to you how critical having regular events in downtown Bryan has been for the growth and development of that district and tax generation in that district.
When the council discussed developing a policy limiting how the closed parking lot could be used, City Manager Kelly Templin brought up the First Amendment.
That First Amendment cuts both ways. So whether it's a tent revival or quilting or somebody that is, you know, wants to violently overthrow the government of the United States, we cannot discriminate, and sometimes the public doesn't understand that.
The council directed staff to direct a proposed policy after contacting all Northgate businesses for their opinion. There was a stabbing in front of the Northgate Promenade on Church Saturday night after the bars closed. The victim was treated and released from a local hospital for a wound to the chest. A Bryan man, 23-year-old Jorge Puente Jr., was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. College Station police did not disclose if the two knew each other or what caused a confrontation that led to the stabbing. College Station police report what started as a $150 shoplifting at the Macy's store Saturday afternoon resulted in the arrest of a Bryan woman for robbery. That's after 53-year-old Marianne Jones is accused of punching a male store employee in the midsection. According to online jail records, Jones was released from jail July 1st after serving 30 days for two prior thefts and driving with an invalid license. Jail records also show it's her fifth arrest in the last year. College Station police assisted the city's electric department catching someone who was accused of tampering with a meter to restore power to his home.
34-year-old Casey Irvin's out of jail on bond following his arrest for criminal mischief. According to the arrest report, Irvin admitted to removing the block, which was installed July 22nd for non-payment, because he needed power. An air compressor was being used as someone else was doing cabinet work. College Station Utilities employee was at the home to remove the meter. A Bryan motorcyclist told a DPS trooper he did not know he was supposed to pull over because he had his mirrors tucked in. According to the arrest report, 23-year-old Carlos Salazar Hevert also said he was going as fast as 135 miles an hour on the freeway as the trooper saw him recklessly weave in and out of traffic. Pursuit ended with a crash on the southbound service road as the biker attempted a right turn on Fitch. He hit the right rear tire and fender of an SUV. He was wearing a helmet and was not injured. The arrest report also stated Salazar's numerous active suspensions and jail records show he has previous convictions for driving with an invalid license. College Station police arrested a man who's accused of impersonating a maintenance worker at a local apartment complex. According to the arrest report, 32-year-old Julian Allen of College Station was issued a criminal trespass warning last March to not return to the cottages. The person who contacted police said they also saw Allen enter apartments, but no burglar reports have been made. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
More than 20 years ago, a couple of roommates in College Station brought a California burrito restaurant to town. Along the way, the roommates sold Freebirds to a corporation and moved the home office to Austin. When it was recently discovered that Freebirds' website removed all references to College Station, it did not sit well with our sister station, Candy 95's morning team of Frito and Katie.
Freebirds has denied their roots.
Freebirds done us dirty.
Oh, wow. That cuts me right to the core. That really does. That cuts deep. That's a deep pain. So many days. We used to take off from school. We used to have our teacher drive us to Freebirds because we were just all being brats and we really would like burritos. It was like our thing. I mean, we grew up with Freebirds.
With the assistance of Candy 95 listeners, changes were made on Freebirds' website.
Created in California back in 1987, Freebirds later became a favorite in Aggieland, better known as College Station, Texas.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can see Freebird's reference to Aggieland and their email to Frito and Katie. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 74 degrees. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
AeroFit has done it again. Voted best of the Brazos in the health club and best in personal training services. AeroFit has been voted best of the Brazos for 13 years. AeroFit has also been voted the Eagles Reader's Choice Health Club as well. If you're thinking about joining a health club, why not consider the best with AeroFit? Enrollment fees start at only $49 and the dues are about $1 per day. Tired of your current gym? Then transfer your membership from another club and you'll get 3 months free. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff and exclusive Smart Start program, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Mention this ad and you can enroll for just $49. Plus, if you're transferring from another club, you can qualify for up to 3 months free. The best in fitness and personal training services at AeroFit. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com today and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
Don't make that getaway today. You know you're gonna feel great. We're Total Fitness AeroFit.
get 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. 13 grand. You may have noticed all the hot pink plates driving around town. That means someone just saved thousands at College Station Ford Lincoln. And you can save 13 grand on 2015 F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. And if that's not good enough, get 0% for 72 months on all new 2015 Fords. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. Find out more at collegestationford.com. Huge truck sales this summer have earned us extra trucks from the factory, along with extra incentives. 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s only at College Station Ford Lincoln. Plus, all F-150s come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Take a free ride today with 0% for 72 months at College Station Ford Lincoln. CollegeStationFord.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. 8:40. I'll do the weather live. I think Mr. Downs is near the studio. He's standing on the brink. I think...
Well, I am.
Yeah.
Did we ever decide if this microphone was okay to
Yeah, everything's
use?
Cool now. Everything's
Sounds great.
Yeah, either one that
Less
you want to use. I think David Sitting Bowie took over the radio station this weekend.
Where did all this glitter come from? Somebody kicked a fairy down the hall.
No, it's in the elevator.
Glitter is anthrax of the arts and crafts world, and it's everywhere.
It's in the elevator.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Well, what happened? You're the general manager.
Well, I'm on that. All right. I'm working on it.
Don't but we have cameras? We have cameras.
Yeah, we do.
All right.
Dang it. Yeah. Now I have to review. Wait, you don't have anything to do.
I got nothing to do.
You can look through like 8 hours of weekend video.
I got nothing to do.
Just add it to my job list.
That's exactly right. Is there a TiVo? Can I like fast forward through it? And
I don't know.
All right.
We've only used it once.
Okay.
So, but there's glitter, and it
gold runs, glitter, isn't it?
It runs up and down the hall here at the Radio Ranch. So I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe somebody got. We were everywhere.
I'm figuring Kat.
I asked Kat.
Did you?
And she
would have been.
That was my first choice. Also,
she was so excited when she saw how Baylor was ranked in the football ratings that she ran up and down here, yeah.
Tossing glitter, but yeah, not it's everywhere.
Okay. So we had like a ton of football games on this weekend.
We did.
Yeah. Lots of high school.
only a handful.
Only.
Yeah.
Oh boy! But they
just
they
five
were,
more than any other radio group in town. Yeah.
Well, okay. We had Vikings. We had Rudder. We had College Station. We had Consol. We had Navasota. We had St. Joseph's. We had Buffalo. We had seven.
Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah.
Seven, and we had Aggie Soccer.
And Aggie
Correct.
Soccer. Seven, yeah. Eight. We had eight play-by-play teams out there this weekend, and I don't know how we did that.
No, I don't either.
But anyway, it was all on the air.
Yep. That's what matters.
You know, I sent a text at 6:30, which was not answered by anyone in the engineering department.
Of
so
course.
I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
But when I came out of the movie, then I turned on the radio and everything was there.
Okay.
All the stations were full
Woo-hoo.
Of football goodness.
Excellent.
Glad hey, and I saw we've gotten a little bit of a paint job going on around here.
Yes, we are everywhere except.
Okay. Here, thanks a lot, Chelsea. Now you busted him again.
We'll paint you someday.
It's so nice to see other people getting nice things, but over here at the grown-up
radio
station.
No, we already had a great painted logo on the wall.
We do.
In
we
there.
Have. We do. No, we're fine here. We
They had to use that as an example of
yeah.
what they wanted for the other studios.
Yeah, that goes along with our crappy microphones.
But
so
go check
perfect.
Out the Buffalo.
Now,
it
I
looks
thought,
awesome.
I thought we had determined that the crappy microphone problem was indeed
operator error.
No, our crappy
yeah.
microphone stands.
Problem.
Yeah, crappy microphone stand.
There we go.
You don't want the... Do you really... I'm tired of this. Whatever. Yeah, you bet. No, wait.
No,
I'm taking
won't.
A stand.
No,
I'm not
no,
doing
won't.
This.
You're not going to do that.
These microphone stands will stand.
All right.
These will be here.
Okay, if you want to look intelligent, attractive, confident, wear black. A new survey in the UK has found the color black is almost universally liked.
And it's slimming as well.
It's very yep. slimming.
This is true for men and women.
You've been to London, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Everyone wears black.
All. Really?
Everyone. You walk up and down, it's like you've interrupted a funeral service. I mean, everyone there wears black or gray. with the occasional white shirt just to throw you off.
Well, that, you know why? Because only rich people can live in London now.
That could be it.
I mean, if you think
and
back,
Russian mobsters, and they always wear black. If Mission Impossible's taught us nothing else, it's taught us that.
When you and I were of an age, yeah. Carnaby Street, right? Remember?
Oh,
colors
yeah.
and flowers
Ooh,
and all
yeah.
that kind of stuff, but that's all long gone because everything's too expensive there.
That's true.
Real people can't live there. All right, so today let's talk about your router.
Okay.
Tomorrow we'll talk about the new one. We'll,
yes.
wait, until is Patrick back tomorrow?
Patrick's back tomorrow.
Okay, so we'll wait.
Godspeed.
Yeah, till so, Geeky Patrick gets back to talk about the new one.
I was using that the other day to kind of make some designs on some wood patterns
Not
that I was
the
working on.
Not what I'm talking
on.
About here.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
When you put your router inside your house, where you put it can make a big difference in how strong the signal will be and how fast it will work.
Yeah, at the Downs house, we're pretty cautious about where we place it. It's usually
so the cats don't get near it?
It requires a flat surface near an electrical outlet.
Well,
those
that's
what
too.
We're looking for.
In general, 150 feet is the maximum distance that you can expect the signal to travel, so it's a good idea to put the router in the center of your house.
Not up here, buddy.
Okay? As the signal goes out equally in all directions. But also, keep this in mind, don't put it in a closet, which, of course, is what I did. The other thing I did is I put my router on the floor, which you're not supposed to do.
Wow. So are you two for two?
Yeah, really, yeah.
Why Why not in the closet?
It isn't. I don't know. It says because you got walls all around it, see, and that absorbs
well,
and weakens
the
signal.
Well, that's the nature of what we call a house.
it really is. It says keep it away from other electronics. It could interfere with the signal. If you have antennas on your router, turn one horizontal and one vertical. Device works best when they're internal antenna parallel with the router antenna.
This is one
so
of this
many
is,
rules.
This
yeah,
is
really.
The gasoline powered.
Yeah,
diesel powered
a diesel router.
Yeah, this is old stuff. Because those type N routers, baby, they're the size of a head of a pen, and you can just paint them on.
Have you seen the new ones now that they've just put out? The Google has just introduced. They're really nice looking, stylish looking. They're $200, but they're not bad at all.
Well, I'll have to just take a look and see. You have a picture?
I have a picture of one right there.
Well, now, that's Alexis, isn't it? Isn't that the thing that you talk to and it plays songs and things? You and I were looking at that demoed the other day.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's it.
That's it.
The TP-Link thing right there?
Yeah.
Okay,
you talk
bucks.
To it.
Okay, $200.
You talk to it, it plays songs. It'll read the news, but it won't read ours.
Do you have to call it something? Does it have a name?
It has one name. You can call it two things. You can either call it Amazon or you can either call it Alexis. And you can't change it at all.
You can't call
Siri.
It stupid? You can't yell at it?
No, that's what your dog answers.
That's what you did. Not like your children. You can't scream at it? You can't threaten it? Can you ground it?
Yeah, I was telling somebody the other day, my son was 16 years old before he knew his name wasn't. Damn it,
yep,
Dave.
That's right. Exactly. All right. Let me see what else we have going on here.
I want to hear more about Chelsea picking up men at the grocery store. That's what I want to hear more about.
Well, no, just that whole...
She was just doing a bit, I know, but yeah. I just want to know if you had actually taken it one step further, how that would have gone.
One of the things I can't do. I know we're parents. I can't do that.
See, that's the thing, Chelsea. That's the thing. I realize you're a youngster in the biz, but you got to always worry about that second step after you throw something else out there. What if they said, oh, really? And then suddenly the bit's not funny anymore.
Yeah.
Then is it? Oh, well.
No. It's
just
fine.
Learning day to day.
That's right. No winner in the Saturday big lottery thing, so it's $120 million. Did you hear in Illinois they can't pay
you.
But
that's got to be the smallest of the problems. Those aren't the only people that the state owes more than $25,000
to. There are a few contractors out there who probably.
They're gasoline suppliers that right now are saying, what do you mean you can't write me a check for more than $25,000?
Yeah, pretty amazing. Police in Vancouver have arrested three women for a scam that robs people of cash and jewelry. The group has been targeting elderly Asian women, convincing them that an evil spirit is following them around and is going to do harm to them and members of their family if they don't, of course, have a ceremony to remove it.
Which costs?
Yeah. The victims say that they're asked to place all their jewelry in a bag to be blessed, and it'll be given back to them if they don't open it for several days.
You're saying this is a scam?
Yeah, really. So far, we'll have to ask Bill next week if that's happened anywhere around here. So far, four victims. We're talking taking between $10,000 and $20,000 worth of jewelry. Here's the deal.
That's
three women
serious jewelry.
It is. Three women charged are 53, 57, and 60.
Now, wait just a minute. That's not elderly.
No, those are the people who they victimize are older than that. That's what I'm saying. Youngsters in crime.
The youngsters.
Yeah, I mean, they're just learning. So just saying, okay, yeah, here, give me all your jewelry, put it in a bag, and don't open it for a few days. Oh, that's perfect. Like, that'll work out just fine. Ben's thinking back on, oh, my God, have I done something just
I'm never
like
going
that?
To get that jewelry back, am I?
Yeah. No.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the door bell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. 595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
Water. Every living thing needs it to survive. The Texas economy runs on water, too. To grow our crops and for food processing, it takes 65 gallons of water to produce a single glass of milk and more than 1,400 gallons for a burger, fries, and a soft drink. Water. What would we do without it? The water we conserve today can serve us tomorrow. This important message brought to you by the Texas Water Foundation and the Texas Association of Broadcasters.
Hello, it's Toyota's annual clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. Hey, what's going on down there anyway?
Excuse me?
I'm the traffic chopper guy, and I noticed a lot of people headed your way. What's the deal?
There's a huge deal, actually.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, you can get 0% APR financing on a bunch of Toyotas. The bold Camry, the versatile RAV4, oh, the fuel-sipping Prius.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Oh, it is. Our clearance event only happens once a year.
You know, I don't see a helipad on your roof.
Oh, that's because we don't have one.
Ah, that's okay. I'll find a spot. See you soon.
Woohoo! Toyota's annual clearance event is on now, but this event ends September 8th. Now, during Toyota's annual clearance event, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus $1,500 special edition cash on a 2015 Tundra Crew Max special edition for a total savings over $6,100. Visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states and N9815. Toyota, let's go places.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So do you remember the story we had last week about the guy who decided to get the selfie taken with the snake?
Yes.
Okay, ends
vividly.
Up getting bit.
Because he was stupid.
36-year-old California man begged his mama not to speak to the media about how he ended up in the hospital with a rattlesnake bite after he chose to take selfies of the creature. But she said the negative publicity would teach him to stop acting the fool. So she outed him. She outed him.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is. Way to go, Mom. That's a great idea. Thank you for doing that. We should have done this while Mr. Downs was in. The former treasurer of the state of Arkansas, Martha Stoffner, has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for bribery and extortion. She's 71. Yeah! Come on! Never let your age keep you from being a...
bad person?
Yeah, a criminal. So, driver in Miami learned the hard way that cars don't float. Thankfully, there were no major injuries to anyone at the home of the drivers. The accident happened when two cars collided. One went crashing through a fence into the backyard of a home and rolled over into the pool. Apparently, it's not the first time that particular intersection known to be very dangerous. Did you hear about, it was a terrible accident, 4 people killed in Austin?
No.
Where, and, you know, they pretty much have concrete barricades now to keep you from, you know, not having accidents running off the road. This happened right at Breaker Lane and Capital of Texas Highway.
Okay.
The car sailed 1,000 feet. I mean, landed on a restaurant right there. Did not end well, obviously. All 4 people killed. But how fast did you have to be going to be able to break off the top 4 feet of one of those concrete barricades and then still sail 1,000 feet in the air? There are probably pictures of it out there someplace, but just the description of it, scary.
Well, 360 is pretty hilly, so some of that could be fall.
Oh, yeah, okay, maybe. I'm not sure. All right, so here we go. Vin Scully announced that next year will be his last year.
Wow.
Okay, that will mean he will have been in the booth for 67 years. 67 years. As ESPN Stats wrote, when Vin Scully started broadcasting the Dodgers, gas was 27 cents a gallon and a postage stamp was 3 cents. He's 87 years old. And
that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Finally starting to get a little falter in his voice. But, I mean, up until then, he was absolutely ageless and just the best. So did you guys watch the football game?
The football game.
Yeah, the college football game, Montana.
I saw a little bit of it, yes.
Oh, what a fantastic finish.
Yeah, see, I did not see the end, but I did see some of the middle parts.
Score on the last play of the game. That's not bad. Pretty good fun. This is not a shock. Congratulations to the folks behind the Minions. They crossed the $1 billion mark last Friday.
Wow.
Yeah. $322 million in North America. Now, think about that. They did a billion, but only a third of it was in North America.
Wow, yeah.
That's why...
Well, Minions are pretty universal.
But I know. That's the whole deal, to be able to be that universal.
Right.
You know, you don't have to worry about a language thing because they speak their own language that none of us understands, you know, except for some people who thought they were talking nasty or something. But, I mean, that is just amazing to me. That touches exactly how big that market can be worldwide.
Right.
I mean, granted, you want to make the money in America if you can, but...
I've never seen one of the movies.
Are you kidding?
No.
Well, they're really just kind of fun. I mean, they are.
Oh, most certainly.
Yeah, it's just, again, not a big storyline, and you don't have to worry about how it ends, and you know that they'll always be back, so it's kind of like cockroaches. You know?
Oh. Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has T-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hot is here. What did you expect in the Brazos Valley in August? But Rattlers has great food and drink specials to fill you up and quench your thirst. Check out these great specials. Jimmy Dean Blazing Hot Sandwich and any size fountain drink or coffee, only $2. Or a fully loaded ballpark hot dog, only $1 with your registered Rattlers Rewards card. Be sure to stop by after work for an 18-pack of ice-cold beer from the fine families of beer from Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $15.99. Rattlers. Friendly, clean, Texan.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Go News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a couple of minutes till 6. People have entered an isolation dome for a year to simulate life in space. They're German, American, and French. Think the French guy will surrender first?
Yes.
Okay. So while we're talking about space, NASA's New Horizon probe flew past Jupiter last month. Now apparently headed someplace else. They've selected an object called 214MU69. That's a billion miles beyond Pluto. How do they know that? I mean,
they're just lying.
They throw a number out there and we're supposed to accept it. Okay, it'll get out there probably when almost all of us are dead.
And we do.
Yeah, we do. Michael Jordan's uniform is going to be auctioned off. This is not one of the uniforms from the Chicago Bulls.